18
Text 1. Christmas is coming soon. Have you bought any gifts for your family?
Yes, of course. I bought a watch for my father and 2 books for my sister, but I haven't decided what to buy for my mother. Probably some jewels.
Text 2. Could you give me some information about buses for Washington, please?
They leave every 20 minutes. You have missed the 8 o'clock bus. It left 10 minutes ago.
Text 3. You can change planes in Chicago. You can change planes in Chicago or Denver.
You mean there is no direct flight to New York? Text 4. I'm only here for 3 days. What are the best places to see?
Well, are you interested in islands? There is a very famous one around here. And the scenery is very nice.
Oh, thank you very much.
Text 5. Look, it says they want a junior sales manager, and it seems like a big company. And you can travel a lot. That will be good.
Do they say anything about experience? Text 6. Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a CD. It's Beethoven Symphony No. 9. You know, the one recorded in Berlin last year?
It'll be in our classical section. I'll show you. Is this the one?
Yeah, great. Is there somewhere I can listen to it?
Sure, just follow me, please. Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a CD. It's Beethoven Symphony No. 9. You know, the one recorded in Berlin last year?
It'll be in our classical section. I'll show you. Is this the one?
Yeah, great. Is there somewhere I can listen to it?
Sure, just follow me, please. Text 7. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. I am talking to one of the best-known faces on television, Kathy Koe. Kathy, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Can you tell us exactly what you do?
As you know, I'm the host of the show, presenting stories in the news and doing live interviews.
What does it take for someone to be a good host?
First, you have to have a nice-sounding voice. Then you have to be a good listener, and you have to think quickly. I mean, even though you might have a set list of questions at the back of your mind, you also have to be able to respond to the unexpected things the guest may say.
And finally, a question. What advice would you give to the young people who want to become TV show hosts?
Well, the first thing is being curious. Second is being able to communicate well with other people, which is probably the most important thing.
That's very valuable advice. Kathy, thanks again for joining us. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us today. I am talking to one of the best-known faces on television, Kathy Koe. Kathy, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Can you tell us exactly what you do?
As you know, I'm the host of the show, presenting stories in the news and doing live interviews.
What does it take for someone to be a good host?
First, you have to have a nice-sounding voice. Then you have to be a good listener, and you have to think quickly. I mean, even though you might have a set list of questions at the back of your mind, you also have to be able to respond to the unexpected things the guest may say.
And finally, a question. What advice would you give to the young people who want to become TV show hosts?
Well, the first thing is being curious. Second is being able to communicate well with other people, which is probably the most important thing.
That's very valuable advice. Kathy, thanks again for joining us. Text 8. Have you made a list of people to invite?
Yes.
Great. Let me see. Who have you got now? Oh, no. You can't invite Uncle Fred.
Why not?
Because he and Dad haven't spoken to each other for many years. You know they don't get along. Wait. Who's this?
Where? Oh, Homan? He is the neighbor who was good to Mom and Dad when Dad was in the hospital last year.
You know, we were only inviting members of the family. I really think he'd feel uncomfortable.
All right. Take him off, then.
Where is Henry? You didn't put his name on the list. He was Dad's favorite nephew when we were kids. Don't you remember?
Yes, I remember, but I don't have his address.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I know where he lives. I'm putting him on the list.
Okay, fine.
Have you made a list of people to invite?
Yes.
Great. Let me see. Who have you got now? Oh, no. You can't invite Uncle Fred.
Why not?
Because he and Dad haven't spoken to each other for many years. You know they don't get along. Wait. Who's this?
Where? Oh, Homan? He is the neighbor who was good to Mom and Dad when Dad was in the hospital last year.
You know, we were only inviting members of the family. I really think he'd feel uncomfortable.
All right. Take him off, then.
Where is Henry? You didn't put his name on the list. He was Dad's favorite nephew when we were kids. Don't you remember?
Yes, I remember, but I don't have his address.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I know where he lives. I'm putting him on the list.
Okay, fine.
Text 9. Hello, I'm Peter, and I will be with you on this tour of our school campus. I've been studying here for almost 4 years. I'm sure you'll get a good idea of where everything is. Okay, let's go along this sidewalk. The building we've just left behind us is the administration building. All the school offices are there. That's where you register, pay your tuition, and consult your records. There's also a nurse's office in the basement. Let's hope you never go there. The next one, here on the left, is the library. The new addition behind it is the computer center. It also has study rooms where you can meet to study together. But remember to reserve those rooms in advance. Now, follow me between the administration building and the library. We have our new student center on the north side of the park. This is where students can relax and have a snack during their spare time. Beyond this is the swimming pool. Oh, great! Some of the diving team are practicing on the high boards. Please follow me, and I want to show you the bookstore. After that, we'll go to the gymnasium and the sport fields. Hello, I'm Peter, and I will be with you on this tour of our school campus. I've been studying here for almost 4 years. I'm sure you'll get a good idea of where everything is. Okay, let's go along this sidewalk. The building we've just left behind us is the administration building. All the school offices are there. That's where you register, pay your tuition, and consult your records. There's also a nurse's office in the basement. Let's hope you never go there. The next one, here on the left, is the library. The new addition behind it is the computer center. It also has study rooms where you can meet to study together. But remember to reserve those rooms in advance. Now, follow me between the administration building and the library. We have our new student center on the north side of the park. This is where students can relax and have a snack during their spare time. Beyond this is the swimming pool. Oh, great! Some of the diving team are practicing on the high boards. Please follow me, and I want to show you the bookstore. After that, we'll go to the gymnasium and the sport fields.
Text 10. Good morning, young man. Your name, please?
Good morning. I'm Henry Smith.
What seems to be the problem?
I'm having a fever and a terrible headache, and I can't sleep because of the cough, which is nearly killing me.
Don't worry, and tell me when it got started.
Since last night. Now I have a running nose and a sore throat. I feel terrible.
Well, calm down. Now, let me give you an examination. First, let me take a look at your throat. Open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
Look, your throat is red and swollen, and your tongue is thickly coated. Have you had your temperature?
Yes, it's 38 degrees centigrade.
You have all the symptoms of flu.
What am I supposed to do, then?
Take this medicine twice a day, have a good rest, and drink more warm water.
Thank you.
Good morning, young man. Your name, please?
Good morning. I'm Henry Smith.
What seems to be the problem?
I'm having a fever and a terrible headache, and I can't sleep because of the cough, which is nearly killing me.
Don't worry, and tell me when it got started.
Since last night. Now I have a running nose and a sore throat. I feel terrible.
Well, calm down. Now let me give you an examination. First, let me take a look at your throat. Open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
Look, your throat is red and swollen, and your tongue is thickly coated. Have you had your temperature?
Yes, it's 38 degrees centigrade.
You have all the symptoms of flu.
What am I supposed to do, then?
Take this medicine twice a day, have a good rest, and drink more warm water.
Thank you.